Welcome to Podcaster Bulletproof. Today's date, April 20th, 2020. April 11th, 2020. We're going to be podcasting. I don't know what's going to happen or where this is going to go or what. I'm waiting on a very important phone call. And, you know, we've just been quarantined. What is new? I discovered epoxy resin, and at the rate things are going, I think it at some point in the near future, everything I own is gonna have a glossy, water-like, clear finish on it. I'm epoxy resining everything I can think of. All right, COVID-19. Here we go. What's the breakdown? Tell me what you know, dude.
Oh man. No, I mean I before I got home to call you, I should say when I got home, you know, I was like, oh, I'm so excited to podcast, you know, and then I get home and then like I just got the full chaos of the traditional family home just exploded the moment I opened the door. It was just like I opened the screen, like a baby was crawling towards me, and then a 6-year-old jumped on me and like swung on my neck, and then the 4-year-old, you know, jumped on the other side of me, and then I was trying not to knock the baby over, and it was just like, it was glorious. It was like this beautiful thing, but it was like I was terrified at the same time.
Dude, I'm like, my mind is blown by what the stuff you, like, parents have to go through in this day and age, you know? Like sometimes I don't think, you know, I don't think I would have the strength to deal with it all.
Well, you know what you realize, I think, is you land wherever you land. Like, maybe you're a 3 or you're a 7 out of 10 or whatever, you know, whatever it is that you land on. And then you just have to be like, okay, either I'm going to do this because I love this little creature, or I'm going to find some clever way to, like, get out of it. And it's so, and the truth is it's actually more difficult to try to find a clever way to get out of it. So it's like, you're like, whoa, I do love this person. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, in some deep recess of every person, I think they go through that to different degrees. But, like, you just kind of forced. You don't have a choice.
You don't know what you're capable of until that day comes.
Right, and it's weird too how much you baby the first one, and then in my case because it's my daughter, but like, you know, and then you start to, it's like the ship gets tighter because there's so much going on. Like, okay, well, I love you. Here, give me a hug. But like, we don't have time to just be like, look at that leaf over there, you know, because like those days are past. Like, it goes through all these phases, and then I'm like, okay, I love everybody. you know, and I'm thinking that this is worth it. It's the foundation of Western civilization. And then the little boy is like, he looks at me with his big dumb smile, and he's like, I want, you know. And then my wife's like, he wants to see you. I'm like, okay. So he runs towards me because he just started walking like 2 weeks ago, and then he just somehow slips, and one leg falls out, his left leg falls out, and his head swings to the left, and boom, he hits his face on the one spot of the coffee table. It's like a round coffee table with rounded edges, and like it's mostly fabric and it's rounded wood. And he hits like the one spot where you could injure yourself. And then his mouth starts bleeding.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah! He's just screaming. And then I look over, my daughters, they're all like, why? Is he going to die? And I'm just like, and my wife's like, oh. And I'm like, okay, go get some ice. And then I'm holding him, and I'm like, it's okay, buddy. It's going to be okay. And then I'm like, get the, you know, to my wife, I'm like, please get the light, flashlight. She grabs it. I'm like, she touches his teeth, and she's like, okay, he didn't knock his teeth out, so that's good. It's just bleeding a little bit. And I'm like, you know, and I'm trying not to snap at my wife. I'm like, can you please give me an ice cube? It was just interesting because it was like total patriarchy. And it was like, I was not oppressing anyone. I was not. I'm a man, and therefore I'm better. I was just being a man, and everyone else was emotional and screaming, and I was like, everyone calm down. And then he was upset. I was like, okay. And I held the ice cube on his mouth, and he didn't like that. And so I was like, oh, you know, I love you, buddy. Like, it's okay. You know, it's going to be okay. And then he kind of calmed down, and then the bleeding stopped. And then he was, like, ready to breastfeed, and then he just passed out.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, good Lord. And I'm like, looking at my thing, and I'm like, it's time to podcast. I'm like, why is this happening to me? You know, and that's why I ran into the kitchen and got a beer. And I'm like, okay. So that was, like, I tried to podcast, and then that's the gauntlet I ran through. And then so now I'm here.
Dude, I'm exhausted.
You and everyone is listening.
I'm already exhausted.
Well, that's just getting home from work.
That's crazy, man.
I mean, and everyone listening, and obviously you too, because, you know, we both are on the, you know, we're all going through this bullshit with work, you know, where we're, and sorry, I apologize for my cursing, but, I mean, we're all going through this thing where you can kind of see wherever you work, like, there's the people who really work hard, and then there's the people who are just shiftless and lazy, and it's amazing how fast the lazy people get just shellacked. Like, when things hit the fan, it's like, okay, these people got to go. Like, they're not doing anything, you know. But then there's a lot of people who do a lot of things, and then they get let go. But then the people who don't let go and the people who retain their jobs, it's like, even among that, there's a new dynamic. And I've just found personally in this, you know, this COVID-19 environment, I mean, the beta males have just come out like cockroaches, you know, coming out of like a palm tree that's been cut down. I mean, just beta male cockroaches, just
beta,
just everywhere. Beta, yeah. And stabbing in the back and, like, you know, begging at the feet of the oligarchs. I can't tell you, like, the socialists, like, oh, I'm for Bernie Sanders. We're the pros, you know, we're all one. We're all poor. We're not millionaires. And then all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, why are you begging at the foot of the millionaire? Please don't fire me. I'll do anything. This guy's the problem. Like, it's like, well, hold on a second. I thought you were about to vote for Bernie Sanders. You were all bent out of shape. And he's no longer, now it's Sleepy Joe, you know, whose mind is going, who has a thing for, like, underage girls and, like, other people's wives on camera at like, meetings. And it's really weird. And then,
dude,
I mean,
it's above the law. It's above the law.
Dude, that is exactly right. He'll be like, yeah, and then this guy over here, when I was president, or back in the day, when you do this, just, yeah, this guy. You're like, what? What did you say? Like, the guy's literally got, I mean, he's got dementia. I mean, or something. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what it is with the Democrats. And they're like, they keep foisting these candidates, like Hillary falling out of a van. It's like, why do you keep doing these decrepit people who are like, I mean, it's almost like the oligarchs are doing it on purpose. They're like, oh, this Democrat will never win. Oh, this will be fun. But anyways, you know, all the beta males at work are stabbing each other in the back, and there turns out that they're the bootlickers who go straight to the people with money and, like, throw everyone under the bus because all they care about is themselves. And I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. I thought this was the time when, like, people form a union. You know, like, I'm trying to bring everyone together. You know, and it's just funny. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, they're just throwing their fellow pros under the bus because the government is telling them, there's a virus, you know? Like, go to prison. Like, they don't need a concentration camp, bro. Like, you're in it, you know? Like, you're home. You're paying rent for your concentration camp. You know what I mean? Like, and if you go outside and take your dog for a walk, the neighbor might be like, oh, the 911? Yes, what's your emergency? Oh, my neighbor's walked his dog twice today. Like, oh.
It's like the reverse purge.
He's taking out trash right now. He's not wearing a mask. It's like Soviet Russia has somehow made its way over here.
You know, I think, I've been predicting that after this gets, like, stale enough and it goes on long enough, people are just going to be like, you know what? I don't even care if I get sick and die. I'm going back to work. And I think slowly, just like every other news distraction, everything's just going to kind of slowly go back to, you're going to start slowly
right.
Seeing more cars, more people. And then one day someone's just going to go, hey, whatever happened to the coronavirus? And people are just going to be like,
right. And
I don't know.
That'll be like, yeah. And that'll be the time that, like, some global United Nations, like, think tank will, like, come up with let's run a scenario. What would ever happen if we have a COVID-20? Huh. let's run those diagnostics. Let's see how that works out. And then, like, 5 years later, we have the next outbreak. I mean, it's just, this whole thing is so obviously either a bioweapon or it's just never let a crisis go to waste. Like, either way, I mean, in my opinion, I'm like 80% that it's a bioweapon. I mean, I know, you know, no one of us really knows for sure, but the way it's operating and, you know, and then just the news about it, like, there was reports that a laboratory in Canada and in America and in China were experimenting with strains of, like mixing bat flu, you know, bat viruses with the flu and all sorts of crazy stuff. And so this professor, his name is Professor Lieber, I think, and I'm pretty sure he was, like, at Harvard. So he's a professor, and he's getting $50,000 a month on the side from the Chinese to give access to some of their students, their immigrants, their legal immigrants, you know, giving them access to the laboratory. And it turns out they're Chinese soldiers. And then one of them gets, like, arrested trying to smuggle biological material out of the country on a plane, and he's going to Wuhan. And they don't specify, well, what kind of biological material? Ooh, you know, we don't know. And then the professor got arrested. Just totally nobody, you know, that wasn't on the news, you know?
Right.
You have all these virtue signaling scumbag beta males on the leftist news. That's how they operate. They're like, oh, that doesn't exist. That's those are the ones we don't speak of, you know, and unless they can spin it. So all that's going on. And clearly, it's some sort of bioweapon. And, I mean, it's literally targeting. I mean, look who it's targeting. Like, just financially speaking, it's targeting the oldest people and middle-aged people like you and me. You know, lower middle-aged to upper middle-aged people. The kind of people who, like, might want to, like, you know, retire or, like, start to live off some of their investments. You know? Like, so all that's happening from this virus is they're basically shutting down the economy. And then the next thing that happens is the mass consolidation, which is what the latest bill was all about, the Trump spending bill or whatever. It was like they basically, like, transferred wealth from the middle class to the upper class, like, even more so than ancient Romans were able to do, like, before that civilization collapsed. So it's just like, but nobody even knows what the hell is going on, and everyone's, like, wearing gloves. Like, oh, my gosh, stand 6 feet away from me. I mean, it's just insane, dude. It's like, it blows my mind. I mean, it's the era of the Kung Flu, you know, the scam from Wuhan.
Yeah.
The China virus.
It's
crazy, man.
I don't know anyone who has it, and I don't know anyone who knows anyone that has it. And that's interesting.
That, you know, good point.
It's like,
wouldn't that be funny if this is all just a joke?
I think it's the flu. I already had it this year. I've had a flu shot this year. And it's funny, what happens to me is I always get the flu like 2 months before the flu shot comes out. And it's already over, and old people are dying from it, and plus other underlying conditions. It's like, well, you know, how many times have you heard an asthmatic or an older person go, oh, I can't do that, it'll kill me. Oh, I can't go to the park, those orange blossoms will kill me this year. I mean, it's like they know, right. They know they're doomed. They joke about it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. No, and not only is what you say, that's absolutely true. The other thing is that they've already noticed, like, oh, I guess no one's died from, like, you know, bronchitis or what's the big one that kills a lot of old people? Pneumonia. Oh, last year, like, you know, 3,000 people died from pneumonia, but I guess this year no one died from pneumonia.
Right.
Nobody. Like,
right.
Three people. Oh, but, well, that's, well, 4,000 people died from COVID-19. It's like they're not even, they're classifying people as dying from COVID-19 who had pneumonia and had other things, and they're like, it was COVID-19. Let's shut the city down. It's like,
and I've
it's crazy, dude.
I've come across a few people that wanted to get tested for COVID-19, and they were telling me about how they were getting this runaround. How you're not going to get tested unless you're rich or,
dude,
this or that.
I was thinking
to myself. I said to myself, you know what? The test doesn't even exist. I'm not going to believe what Tom Hanks says, you know, and from people that I've talked to, I don't believe the test.
He can go talk to that freaking, he can go talk to that volleyball.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, CVS is going to start setting up a drive-through testing facilities. I was like, they're probably just testing to see if you're, like, THC positive, you know? I just don't believe it. I think it's all bullshit, dude.
They're probably testing your DNA sample and storing it in their database so they can further social engineer and manipulate humanity. Because
They're using this to find out all the healthy kidneys, as many kidneys as they can get.
That's what the Chinese are doing. I mean, it's like Orwell's Animal Farm. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. That's always what it is. And it's like 20 million numbers disappeared in China. And in China, everyone gets a number. Everyone gets a cell phone number so they can track everything you do. And then 20 million of them just disappear. It's like, how many people actually died from the virus? The great thing about it is that, And I wanted to get into this in a little bit, but if the Chinese could have prevented this worldwide pandemic by telling everyone in November of 2019, but they were like, we are China, we must cover it up and act like things are better than they actually are, and then everyone gets it. I think we should just default on the debt.
Well, I have a super grim theory, because I wake up at like 2 a.m. and I'll have like a theory that I just dream up, and it's. I come up with theories all the time because it's partially entertaining, and it's also based in a lot of things I've heard, you know, and I don't make this shit up, but one of my theories is all these tariffs or anti-tariffs or whatever's going on with China, where they're all of a sudden losing all this money and they're not making half as much as they used to. Well, the population doubled since they were making that much more money, and they can't afford to keep those people fed and alive. They gotta go. I mean, China's killing.
I didn't even plan on talking about this with you. It's crazy that we're on the same page, because it's like the first thing I thought is this is their response to the tariffs, because they've already, that aircraft carrier where a bunch of people got the COVID. They pulled the aircraft ship or the aircraft carrier out of the territory it was, holding, and then the Chinese, sent one of theirs in to come take it. They sold a bunch of their crappy masks or tests, all sorts of stuff, to European countries and, Canada, places that just trust. We're all is one, and one is all. It's like, not everybody has the same, ideology as you, you idiot. Not everybody is, a collectivist, beta male socialist who's just, all is one and one is all. It's like you. I know you think you can manifest things into reality, but you don't control reality. And this, you're talking about a country where you literally have to get a forced abortion of your child if it's a female.
Right. And so what happens?
You can't pay the tax because they value men more than women. And you think that they value you as much as Chinese people? Are you insane? It's so crazy. And I think that they released it. It's a bioweapon, whether it was accidental or on purpose. What else could they do in response to the tariffs? They'd either have to buckle and do what Trump wants.
Here was my angle.
Exactly. They're trying to hold out for the election.
No, here was my angle, though. They're doing this to make an excuse so that they can eliminate a giant number of their population. Because they cannot sustain those people. Those people don't have jobs anymore. I mean, where did the term ghost city come from 10 years ago, 20 years ago? It came from China. There's documentaries on ghost cities. I've seen documentaries on these cities you go into, and they're like the size of Boston, and there's no one there. They didn't move out to the woods to go live a peaceful life in the woods. They're not alive anymore, those people. And it's terrifying,
dude. Communism is never worked. It always fails, and the first thing it does is it's so ashamed of its failure that it covers up the failure, because it's like, I can't believe we're not as good as the capitalists. We will one day once we figure it out. And it's like, no, Like, you're just corrupt. And then not only that, you've made capitalism evil because you've convinced the capitalists to become materialists, and you've helped, you know, you've helped them along to reject their religion. And obviously they're culpable. I'm not trying to blame other cultures for the death of the West, but, like, it's just, it's evil. It's just, that's what it is. It comes down to good or evil. That's what all of this is about.
And I you know what, here was something, because I'm a creative person. I asked this, my friend that's from Mexico, I asked him, I said, how many people in Mexico have coronavirus? He said, none, no one. And then he said, if they do have it, no one cares. If you get sick, if you get sick and die of the flu and you're 80-year-old lady, no one gives a fuck what strain of the flu it was. At the end of the day, it was the flu. And you were old anyways, and that's what happens right. to old people. You get sick and die. And there, it's just, right. It's like the perfect diabolical plan that right. they didn't have to spend any money on it. They didn't have to do anything. They just had to start reporting on people dying of the flu.
Right. You want to have your, check this out if this isn't mind blowing. This is how diabolical it is. The chosen people of God, the Jews, you know, rejected Christ and have been, you know, gone around the world and been kicked out of different countries and all these different things. And, you know, then they get Israel, and then they go into, you know, and this is after World War II, after the concentration camps, after the, you know, the wicked and evil oppression of the Jews, all this different stuff. And what do? After all of this, they go into Ramallah and they take over the TV stations and they broadcast pornography to, like, Muslims. And they have no one's allowed to, it's a martial law, because they're like, well, there's terrorists in the city. We got to kill the terrorists. So everyone stay in their house. So if anyone goes out of their house, they get shot. So everyone has to stay in their house. And all of a sudden, you have these, like, you know, second and third world Muslims who've, like, you know, have never seen hardcore pornography, just, like, exposed to it. And there's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a weapon. It's this sexual liberation, all this different stuff. It's a weapon that they use on, you know, populations. And so, you know, after all of this stuff that happened, I'm looking at all these evil things that happened to the Jews and how the devil did all these evil things to these innocent people and, like, these little children. And then here he is. He can play both sides of the fiddle. Now groups of Jewish people are enslaving people in their own homes. Instead of, like, putting them in a concentration camp, they're like, don't go outside of your house or I'll shoot you. And if you turn on the TV, you're gonna corrupt yourself and, like, reject your own religion. It's, like, just wicked. And that's basically what's happening to us right now during the COVID-19 situation. That's what's happening. Everyone's in their home. Everyone's watching porn, but you can't go to church. You know, I can't go get the Eucharist tomorrow on Easter. I can't go and be with Jesus Christ. But if I want to go get, like, a sandwich, or I want to get, like, Filiberto's, or I want to go to, like, a pet store and buy something, or, you know what I mean? Like, I can go there, but I'm not allowed to go into church. And then, like, Pornhub, I don't know if you know about this, they offered free subscriptions to everybody in Italy to like, help them pass the time during COVID-19.
Oh, that's going to boost your immune system?
Yeah. And that's Rome, dude. That's the heart of the Catholic Church. And Pornhub's like, yeah, we're going to offer premium subscriptions to everyone.
No, and then I heard a Krispy Kreme's was giving a dozen donuts to any health professional. Like, just show your health professional ID. It's like, oh, that's great. Let's boost our immune system with a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. It's like, here. Seriously. It's like we care about you. Eat shit and die.
Right. And it's just people on people doing evil things to each other. They're all biological determinants. You know, we're the Jews. We're the chosen people. We are the Aryans. We're the chosen race. You know, actually, no, we're blacks. We're the real Israelites. Well, no, we're Africans. We're superior to all of you. You guys are just wicked and greedy and evil. It's just this never-ending, or we're the Native Americans, and we just worshiped the land, and we didn't brutally murder each other before you guys showed up. It's all bullshit. It's all biological determinism, and Christ just cuts it in half, because he doesn't care. Like, God doesn't need your DNA. He doesn't care if you're a Muslim or a Jew, or, like, he doesn't care about that. He cares about what's on your heart and, like, whether or not you're good or evil. And so that's all it is. And once you see it like that, they don't have any control over you anymore. And so that's why they're trying to trigger all of us right now, because they're like, oh, you can't go to church. You can go get some food for your dog, but you can't go to church.
No kidding. Like, and I had another theory. I had this other theory that, like, they're trying to destroy, like, the community and the family and all this. But in doing that, no, but in doing this, like, the personal bond between families is getting stronger, because when people have fear and they truly are, and people hate what they don't know and they fear what they don't know, that draws them closer together. And it's actually making, I think in many ways, making families a lot stronger.
No, you're absolutely right. Like, that's the cool thing. God is the author of human history. Like, nobody screws with God. Like, the wisdom of men, like Bill Gates, is like foolishness in the eyes of God. Just when the oligarchs think, like, oh, our master plan is, we're finally doing it, it's like he just turns it on them. And the only thing that's terrifying about it is that they have a tendency to go down like a, you know, toilet bowl, and which can mean suffering for good people. And it already has, and it will in the future. But they don't win. You know what I mean? Like, God knows what he's doing. Like all these people are like, oh, it's really intense homeschooling, day 5 in quarantine with my kids. And my wife and my kids are just laughing.
I know.
Like, we homeschool.
That stupid tiger,
like,
man.
Let's go out to the backyard and let's go collect the eggs from the chicken. Let's go jump on the trampoline. Let's say prayers. Let's read. Let's do math. Let's draw pictures. You know, let's learn about feeding animals and how the biology of ecosystems work. You know, let's feed the plants. You know, let's clean our room. And it's just like nothing happened. They don't even care. You know, and everyone else is freaking out, because in our culture, with all these broken families, people can't even stand each other. Oh, I gotta pick up my kid. Oh, what are you guys gonna do? Oh, we sit next to each other and then I fall asleep. And then, that's pretty shitty, man. That's just, you know, so, like, that's why what just happened to me a little bit ago, when I got mauled by my children and then one of them cut his mouth open. You know, the other morning I woke up early and I go out and my daughters are like, you know, I made him a princess castle out of a pallet, a box that I got from a medical hospital I used to work at. And we would get, you know, big old custom-built pallets to hold, like, a giant rolling cart to hold a you know, full-grown man while he's getting chemotherapy or getting, you know, some sort of x-ray or whatever. And then they just throw the boxes out. And I was like, huh. You know, I thought all these people are leftists and they recycle and they're just throwing out this shit. This is horrible. So, you know, I decided to preserve it and actually, you know, recycle. And I turned it into a princess castle. And so the other morning I wake up early and I'm like tiling it with fake linoleum marble, you know, and they're like, they're all like, you know, hounding me and surrounding me and they're like, you know, kind of annoying me. And then the dog keeps trying to jump in and, you know, and I'm like, get out of here. And then I bump my head on something and I'm like, where's my coffee? And I'm just like, just utter chaos. And I just realized, like, this is communism. Like, this is functional communism inside of the family. This is real socialism, to each according to his need. You know, look at the little 9-month-old crawling around with his hand in his mouth. Everyone's, you know, bending over backwards to make sure he's okay. You know what I mean? Like, we're all working together, and, like, I'm suffering the most, and I'm not doing anything I want to do. All I'm doing is doing stuff for other people. And then yet I'm the problem of society, the male Christian patriarchy. Ruining the world. There's me surrounded by my family, you know, making their dreams come true, you know, and I'm what's wrong, that's toxic masculinity. It's just like, go to hell, Satan. Like, no, thank you. I know who you are. You're Satan. Like, you're evil. You're full of it. I know you're full of it. Everyone knows you're full of it. Not everybody, but eventually they will. So, like, you're not going to knock me off my horse. You know, and that's just kind of how I feel about them. It's just, I'm, you know, these people are not going to win. they're just not going to win. Like, they can cut all of our heads off, or they can infect us with viruses and kill us, or it doesn't matter what they do, they're not going to win because they're pro-death.
Here's another theory. You know? I don't know if you heard about this on the news the other night. I just so happened to catch the general of the army. I don't know who it is, but he came out and they declared basically war on the Mexican, or not Mexican, but the South American drug cartels. They're sailing. They stated that they're going to be sending the Navy fleet down there to the Caribbean to wage war on the drug cartels. And I just thought the timing of that is really odd, because if we would have done that when there was no COVID-19, I don't think the liberals would have been rioting in the streets. And it just seemed like no one cared. But right as we speak right now, there's like F-22s flying over Colombia. And
okay, so you want to keep this? This is crazy. I didn't even hear this. I've been so in my own zone. But I know from years ago, you know, Alex Jones kind of popularized this. He kind of put his own twist on it. You know, you never really know. I mean, I hope he's not Project Mockingbird. I have no idea. There's no way to know that, you know, if half of it is hyperbole just because that's his personality, or if, you know, he's actually working for the oligarchs. And I hope he's not. You know, I really do. But, like, you know, he interviewed this guy. I can't remember the guy's name. The guy died like a year later. But he basically knew the Rockefellers, and they basically told him, like, you'll know the New World Order's coming when we start a major war in South America. Like, that's when you'll know. And I totally see, I'm not surprised that that's what's happening right now with the virus, with everything going on with China. It's like if you want to cut off the cartels and strip them of their power, you don't need to fly F-16s and, like, blow up the jungle and kill a bunch of cool animals and fish in the rainforest. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to do that. You just need to, like make drugs like meth and coke extremely illegal with high, high, high punishments. And then you make things like alcohol and marijuana, things that are not, you know, just completely destroying societies. You ease the tensions on those things. You basically defund the drug war. But they don't want to do that. Like, the drug war is what gives them the ability to justify a CIA-16 jungle. You know what I mean? They should use it for something. I mean, you know, Truman said, beware of the military-industrial complex. You know, Kennedy said, we're going to, you know, break the CIA into a million pieces. You know, and then the first Catholic American president gets his head blown off. You know, he tries to make some of our money based on bullion. You know, he tries to kind of reverse the trends. You know, and then the guy standing in the background is, you know, H.W. Bush, and then he goes, there's a very real possibility of a new world order. You know, I mean, of course that's what's happening. You know, and it's obvious.
But, okay, what do you, why would a war in South America have, I mean, what's down there? I mean, it's not extremely wealthy.
Resources.
I mean, there's resources.
All sorts of stuff. All sorts of minerals and nutrients and ores. And that place is just overflowing with life because it's a giant continent. You know, that's with the equator going right through the middle of it. I mean, the amount of fish and animals and livestock.
Do you believe that
the amount of interesting things that come out of there is incredible?
Do you believe that the Nazis escaped to Argentina and Antarctica?
Oh, I have no doubt. I mean, I know a lot of Nazis escaped into the United States government in the rocket program. You know what I mean? Like, the stakes were so high because, you know, of communism, But then even if you look at communism, I almost wonder if World War One and World War Two were all part of a plan of, you know, this same international group of sociopaths who worship Satan. Because even when you look at World War Two, you can look at all the different wars, there's something's not right. And you can just tell that all that's happening is this mass consolidation of wealth and power and this group of people that are rising out of it, and they're defiantly anti-Christian. They're anti-God. They everything they're going for is like the new Tower of Babel, and it's going to get knocked down, and God's just going to cut it in half. You know, it's going to happen. And this is, I guess it's just the cycle of human history. So I used to be all worried about it, stressed out, but now I'm like, this is really exciting. God put me in the middle of this for whatever reason. And no matter what happens, like, I'm not, you know, I know, like, every knee is going to bend to Jesus Christ. And it's going to be a great day to watch it happen. And every knee will bend. And everyone will just shut their mouths and out of utter fear and awe, get on their knees. And the evil ones will go where they belong. And those of us who are not evil, and I hope I'm one of them, and I hope you're one of them, and I hope everyone listening is one of them. And, you know, people who try to not be in a state of mortal sin, they try to do with follow Christ, you know, they deserve heaven, you know? And that, I mean, I just don't see any better option for anyone, you know? I really don't.
Damn, dude. I'm freaking out right now. So, I am, dude. So I have a stupid little prediction that April 22nd is Earth Day. And just because I'm so...
Is that spelled with an F or a TH? Is it Earth Day or is it Earth Day?
Isn't it spelled with art, A-R-T or something? But anyways, I'm predicting that the whole quarantine thing in the United States is going to get called off on that day. And I'm just predicting it because...
What, like Mother Earth, Gaia saved us.
No, it's going to be like a subliminal message. It's a subliminal, it's a mockery.
What if Greta Thunberg, I don't know how to pronounce it, and I don't particularly care, but what if she comes out and she's like, I told you, I warned all of you, you burned so much fuel, and the Mother Earth has punished you for your sins, and look at now that you have stayed in your homes and not burned so many fuels. Now everything is good again.
Did you see that photo from...
Some sort of global warming religion, you know?
Yeah, there was that photo from India where it showed... you could see the Himalayas from 500 miles away from... And they say it's the first time in 200 years that you could see the Himalayas. And I was thinking to myself, bullshit, dude. It's like I've been in Los Angeles on a smog-filled day, and I'm telling you, when the Santa Ana winds are rolling through there, there's no smog. You could see for miles. And same thing here, where I live.
Right. And just remember that God is in the wind. That's what Christ said. It cracks me up. It's actually an inconvenient trial. It's
all right, here's a new prediction.
If it was an inconvenient truth, you'd be living in a teepee. You'd be desperately, you'd be like growing your own crops and not putting out any carbon footprint. And Al Gore's got a 35-room mansion.
Here's a new prediction. In about 6 months...
These people are wicked.
Dude, I know. Let's speak about scientists. In about 6 months, scientists are going to come out and go, looking at our charts, we could see a downtick and the ocean level dropped a centimeter during the COVID-19 pandemic because everyone was staying.
Maybe Mother Earth is trying to tell us something.
And they're gonna make
it's like,
it a
yeah, it's like a scene out of The Lion King where it's like, and so it's like, you know, a bunch of drums beating and there's like all the birds are singing and it's ridiculous, dude. It's so ridiculous. These people, they're eco terrorists. They're crazy. They're inherently, it's like those beta males I told you about earlier. They say they're socialists, but spread the wealth around, bro. And then we have a COVID-19 outbreak and they're throwing their best buddy under the bus. It's like, I thought everyone was all and all was one. And
they're the first people that Trump should close the border. He was too late on stopping flights.
Right.
But wait a minute. Wait, don't build the wall. Wait. Just don't tell them stay at home. We don't need to.
Well.
We don't need to build a wall. Just ask them to stay at home, or they'll get a ticket.
Walls are beautiful. But, I'm staring at a wall right now. I have a 7-foot wall around my backyard, and my daughters and my kids run around in it. They couldn't hope to climb to the top of the wall. They don't even know what's on the other side. It's like I've created a kingdom, and it's my kingdom, and it's made by walls. And if some drug addict walking down the alley tries to, you know, climb up on the wall and look over, my dogs are going to freak out.
Yeah, but what about...
If I come out there,
What about
you're gonna get shot?
What about crackhead in the alley story time?
Right. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh man.
So the real Trigrodamus, Tim. That was like Trigrodamus. That was more Trigrodamus than. I mean, that was at least as much Trigrodamus as anything I've ever said.
That was Trigrodamus BC right there.
That's like Cro-Magnon. That's like the Geico commercial, caveman, Trigrodamus.
Yeah, it's like, so if you can have trans story time or this story time, why can't we have
You have crackhead story time in the house?
Yeah, or why can't we have like Hell's Angels at like the bar story time?
You know, and why not? You could smell the trash and you could be like, this is part of the ambiance, part of his culture.
I grew up going up and down the alley, dude.
He does crack. It's like, or you could be like, you know what, that boy probably doesn't know his father. He probably was raised by a woman who didn't act like a feminine woman and was like trying to fulfill the role that she wasn't designed for. And her beta male and his beta male father abandoned him. And so he grew up and now he's a crackhead. And now he's, you know, like slinking through my alley like a some sort of zombie. And I've got a 7-foot beautiful wall. And there's nothing wrong with my wall. The problem is the, you know, the guy on the outside. I wish I didn't have to have a wall, okay? But, like, I do. And everybody has a wall. And Mark Zuckerberg has a wall that he built around, like, a reserve that belonged to this collective of, like, indigenous Hawaiian people, and he just stole it from them. But he's gonna tell us about, you know, what's acceptable political speech. And then Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and all these billionaires who have all this money, let's listen to them. You know what I mean? Like, and then they're projecting socialism. And it's like, well, if you guys are socialists and you have billions of dollars and everyone's out of work, why don't you be like, I don't know, why don't you show the Christians that you're really the charitable ones? And there is just silence. Silence. Because guess what? Like, they're the ruthless capitalists. They're the scumbags. And then the more research I've done, all these conservatives are obsessed with capitalism. Then I start to do research, and I'm, like, listening to different Catholic thinkers, people who are obsessed with Catholicism. And the church has a teaching on all this different stuff. And it turns out that the church has always said that, you know, usury is evil. State-sponsored usury, which is kind of what our capitalist society is evil. And there's like these saints and different people throughout history, they've actually told usurers who got all this money by doing compound interest and basically like making their money grow through clever theft. They're like, if you want to get right with the church, you got to pay all this money, pay back your usury, and like fund some beautiful church or monastery, and then that will be a reasonable reparation and go to confession. It's like glorious. It's like the hidden history of mankind, and that's all that's happening right now. The oligarchs don't want us to know. They don't want us to know our history. They don't want people to find out, like, I don't care if you're Mexican or you're black, or it doesn't matter. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you're and you follow God, we're all one. And like, we don't, you know, we will share with each other, you know, but not like the communists. You know, let the guy who's smart enough to make the most money be big enough to share. Give that to him. He deserves it. You know what I mean? Like, they don't understand that about human nature. They think they can reprogram human nature and simplify it. And the truth is they're just dumb, you know? And I've seen it everywhere. I've seen it throughout our culture. I've seen people with college degrees who think they know everything about ecosystems destroy ecosystems. People who say they know everything about animals kill animals that they don't understand. And then claim, well, I love the animals. You know, like the guy who's in charge right now, one of the doctors, what's his name, Anthony Fauci. Have you heard about him?
Yeah, I heard.
The guy who's like telling.
Yeah, I heard he was a big, he didn't know what he was talking about during the AIDS epidemic in the 80s.
Boom! Yeah, dude. Fist pump to my brother from another mother. And anyone else who understands what we just said. Like, that's what I'm talking about right there. Anthony Fauci, this guy basically promoted this drug for AIDS, and then it was basically like a chemotherapy drug, and it killed so many gay people, right? Like a lot of, like more gay people than ISIS throwing gay people in the building. And this guy is like celebrated. Well, he came up with a cure. So I'm like, wait a second. If he came up with a cure to AIDS, why did he kill so many gay people? Like, even Magic Johnson was like, I'm not taking this shit. It's going to kill me. And then now he's still alive. Good for him.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Like, right. So this guy is now going to tell you, take the COVID-19 vaccine. Excuse me? And then let me guess, next thing you're going to ask for is my AK-47. Like, I'm sorry, at some point, you know, like rounds are going to start cracking. Like these people are insane.
Did you hear about
the most terrifying?
Oh, it just reminded me. I saw an article where people are lighting 5G towers on fire. They're not even. It's,
yeah, I did hear about that too. I wondered about that.
And I predicted that would happen. Like, I think I predicted that people were going to start shooting them with deer hunting rifles.
Right.
And just interesting.
Well, the problem is that what the fires represent is and people go, oh, they're just crazy nuts, and it's like, no, you can't just write it off as that. We don't trust you. We know you're lying. Like, it turns out we're not useless eaters. We're much smarter than you realize. And you think because you're an oligarch and you have millions of dollars because you're unscrupulous and you're evil and wicked, like the moneylenders in God's temple when Christ comes in and starts whipping them with cords and flipping up their tables. Like, you are just wicked piles of crap, and you're using your talents for evil and you're destroying the world. And you're the one who's the source of the destruction. It's Bill Gates. He's the source of the destruction. Not me. Not some patriarchal Christian taking care of his family. It's the dude who gives out vaccines and sterilizes black people. And then, like, the media covers up for him. And then all my liberal friends are like, that's not true. Bill Gates is a good guy. And I'm like, what are you? I thought you just said millionaires and billionaires. Oh, that's right. He's a millionaire.
It's because they're so addicted to their Microsoft products. I'm.
I know, dude.
I love Microsoft products, and like I really love them. And I have a hard time. Like I have a hard time using like my Xbox or whatever Microsoft Windows.
No, 10. No. But you have to remember. You have to remember the part about it that you love is the legit technology that was created by legit free thinking individuals,
right.
Who Bill Gates screwed over and stole everything from.
Right. Like, and the irony. The irony of, like,
I'm not some guy who's like, you know, blame rich people. Because there are virtuous rich people. There's just not a lot of them.
Trump is one.
And I think, well, and we don't know. That's what we're going to find out. Yeah. Okay.
What do you got?
So usury is evil. Okay.
Right.
And opposing usury is not anti-Semitic. And it's not fair.
I don't even know what usury is. Jewish. Let me catch up. You got to catch me up real quick.
You don't know what it is? Okay, so it's like credit cards.
It's another word.
But it's basically like someone loans you $10, and then you have to make a payment to them, and by the end of it, you ended up paying them like $30.
Right.
And all they gave you was $10, but because of the loan structure, you end up giving them $30, and then they made $20 by just giving you $10.
Right.
It's manipulative, and it's destructive, and it's. I think it's maybe even okay on a small extent, to help, you know, to allow businesses to start, to give people a chance to kind of try their hand.
Maybe the teaching means for self, for self gain and in a sly way. Because if you lend me $10 today, it's definitely worth $30 5 months from now. You know what I mean? And so a fair deal is a fair deal.
Well, right, but it's there's a lot of manipulation of currency. There's a lot of transfer of wealth and unethical and blindsiding, you know, means where it's not, people have not given their consent and they're being robbed. And there's and the Catholic Church has teachings on this. They have a thing called Sicut Judaeus Non, which is like, you know, basically no one has the right to harm the Jew, but a Jewish person cannot come into a city and start manipulating currency and doing these things that cause economic problems. They shouldn't be allowed to come in and start selling pornography. Like, this is not acceptable to a Christian society. Because there are people who would overreact, and then they would persecute the Jews, or they'd kick them out of town, or they'd burn their thing down, And then, you know, Hollywood and the left have linked all of that as the one thing, you know, it's all Nazi Hitlerdom. And it's much more complicated than that. And it goes to, you know, the revolutionary spirit of a chosen people that God chose, who then rejected his only son. They rejected him. And then people go, well, you're anti-Semitic. And it's like, bro, all of the apostles were Jews. The mother of God is a Jew. Like, I don't say rosaries to a German woman. I say rosaries and I pray for the intercession of a Jewish woman who's the queen of heaven. So you can't say I'm anti-Semitic and I hate Jews. It's just not true. I just don't like people who engage in evil and then try to use all these, you know, all these labels and all these clever, you know, definitions and adjustments of definitions to, like, manipulate the situation to make them come out on top. You know what I mean? And so we're not allowed to go to church. We're not allowed to talk about usury because then we're anti-Semitic. But if anybody wants to mock Christianity and make fun of our Semitic God who's Jewish, then that's okay. It's just a big scam. And whether or not, you know, we'll find out about Trump because he's been doing the foreign policy whims of, you know, the neocons, the conservative Jews. And I understand he doesn't really have a choice because the other side is just is leftist Jews and then other groups of people who are, you know, obviously and openly satanic. So it's like, if he ends up going, okay, now that I've got my second term, I'm going to finally take care of the American people. If he does that, then we'll know. You know what I mean? If he puts his life on the line and he's like, you know what, I've had everything, but I'm going to give this to this country because this country's given so much to me. Totally a possibility. Wouldn't be surprised. You know, there's been other hit figures like that in history, you know, like Constantine, you know, never being a real Catholic, but using Christianity to, you know, bring Rome together, and then, like, kind of being a heretic his whole life, and then potentially converting on his deathbed. Who knows? You know, I don't know about Trump. But, like, I mean, I know one thing. If this whole coronavirus has destroyed our economy and cost us all this money, we should figure out how much money it's cost us, and then we should look at how much debt we owe China, and then we should be like, so we're going to subtract the cost of COVID-19 from, you know, the debt that you guys are claiming we owe you. Because, you know, you have to make right what you caused, you know, what you did to the rest of the world. But the Chinese are saying the Americans are the ones who released the virus. And then the Americans are saying the Chinese released the virus. And then the liberal Americans are saying, how dare you say the Chinese? That's racist. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's utter chaos. And it's like,
well, I think anyone, here's my take on that. Anyone who goes against nature and tries to dissect or, you know, splice what God has created is the creator of this virus. And they're all guilty of it. People who are doing right. Chimeras, gene splicing, all that shit. You're messing with right. the DNA strands. You're on the chopping block.
They're chimps, dude. They're chimps. They don't even understand what they're messing with because they have no respect for God. They're fools. And they'll burn this world down before they'll admit that they're wrong. That's how evil and sinister their pride is. And they're like their father, the devil, because guess what they can do? The only thing they're good at is destroying. They're good at burning down forests. They're good at polluting riverways and killing off animals. They're good at destroying the ocean. They're good at melting down reactors and releasing radiation. They're really good at viruses that kill people. They're good at vaccines that sterilize people. They're great at abortion.
But they need depression medication.
They're so good at killing babies.
But they all need depression medication.
They're great at giving people cancer.
Yeah, dude. What'd you say? But they all have a depression medication prescription.
Right, to cover up their guilt.
I mean, is that success?
I got full raging Catholic guilt in me, and I love it. Like, I'm, as far as I know, God willing, I don't believe I've committed a mortal sin since my last confession, which has been within the past week. And, you know, like, I was at the store, and I got my favorite beer, got my wife a beer, or, you know, six-pack of beer so we could have the kind of beers that we want. And this new kid, you know, you can tell it's like a second or third day, brings up my beer and forgets, he doesn't scan the other one, so it comes out to, like, $12, and I'm like, in that instant, I'm like, oh, I'm about to get a free six-pack, right? And the evil me is like, take it. Screw these guys. You know, these guys just raised the price of your favorite beer by $1.50, you know? And then the Christian part of me is like, no, I'm not going to steal. Stealing is against Christ. So I'm like, oh, hey, you forgot to ring me up. And then he's like, oh, did I? He's like, I'm sorry. It's like my literally my second day. And I'm like, you're good, man. I'm like, it's Easter tomorrow. I'm not going to steal. I'm not, you know. I'm like, what would Jesus say? And then he kind of chuckled, like, nervously. And then this other girl comes over, this millennial who's, like, clearly starving herself to try to maintain an image. And, you know, she's pretty, but it's just like, I wish she would eat a cheeseburger and, like, fall in love with someone and have a couple babies and just kind of relax a bit. But she comes over, and then this other dude comes over, and then he goes, oh, okay, yeah, ring him up. And then he rings me up, and then the beer's $10.50, and I'm like, it's at $8.99. So then they have to give me a refund, and he's like, wait a minute, you really want your refund? And I'm like, yes. I'm like, I was about to get this beer for free, but I want to pay the advertised price. And he's like, oh, no, you're right. He's like, they forgot to take down, they forgot to switch the sign. So he gives me, so I paid an extra $10, and then they gave me $1.50 back. So it was just this funny exchange, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, I did the right thing in this small little thing, and I'm going to keep doing the right thing. I'm not going to steal. If they want to steal, let them steal. If the usurers want to steal, they can steal, you know? If a particular group of people who believe that their race or their color or their religion or whatever is better than everyone else, if they think it's, you know, I'm just a dumb Christian and I'm worthless, then I forgive them. But they're wrong. They're foolish. And, like, I know I'm right. And it's just like a... It's like when you walk in the path of God, it's like a weird, it's just so peaceful, and it's so powerful. It's almost like this thing inside of you that it's overwhelming. It's so powerful, you know, it's like a power that can't be restricted and that confuses everyone. But I know it's real. I know it's real, and I'm not going to participate in the satanic trip down the toilet bowl. I'm not going to kill my kids. I'm not going to sterilize my wife. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be a slave to pornography. I'm not going to, let go of my masculinity and become a beta male. Like, I am the patriarchy, and the world will hear me roar, and they're going to hear everyone else like me roar. Because, you know, God is with us and nobody can defeat us. It's just not possible. You can kill us, you know, you can poison us, you can give us viruses and stuff, but, like, you can't kill, you know, God. You can't take away his plan. It's just not going to happen. So, I mean, that's how I've been seeing it, you know, and I'm trying to be, instead of being hateful and all those negative things, I'm trying to just lead by example, and it's obvious, man. It's like you go into a store, and I have my kids and my wife, and people just notice. It's like, oh, traditional family. Oh, yeah. Clearly you can tell which one chops the wood. You can tell who changes the oil and mows the lawn, and you can clearly tell who breastfeeds. It's like you can clearly tell who is looked at for beauty and who is admired for strength. And then you can see all these little children following in tow, and it's just, it's the Holy Family. It's beautiful, and there's nothing better than it. And that's why, you know, you have drag time story hour, because it's just all evil. And so it's like, once everybody listening, once you realize it's just good and evil, pick your side and prepare yourself for the consequences. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm not siding with evil. You know, it's not good. I mean, look at how Hitler died. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he destroyed everything and everyone and ruined the world, and then got married to a woman and had her, you know, shot her and then shot himself. I mean, or had someone shoot the two of them. Like, that's evil. It just ends up, it's all death, you know? It's like, I saw something incredible today at work. Let's just say that this incredible exotic creature that's very hard to keep alive, very difficult to get to breed in captivity, you know, created little babies, and the babies were like following around the mother and feeding off of the mother. And then anytime I got close, the father just got in my face, like, get away from my child, my kids. You know what I mean? And, like, I'm showing all these people, and they're just, everyone is just in awe. And I'm like, there's another holy family. It's just, you know, it's another, it's not, they're not humans, they're just animals, but, like, there's a male and there's a female and there's kids.
Well, right. And it only, in a natural sense, in a Darwinistic sense, it only works one way. And that's right. What God created.
Well, and that's the crazy thing is, even if you don't believe in God, you can't deny the efficiency of heterosexuality and the traditional family structure. It's like, and that's something Jordan Peterson proved. It's in our DNA, and they go, oh, lobsters, Mr. Lobster believes in lobsters. It's like, no, that's not the point he's making. The point he's making is that we've evolved this way. Like, there's a reason I don't have boobs, and I have way more muscles than my wife. And there's a reason that I penetrate her and she receives me and not vice versa.
Whoa. Like,
it's just how it all functions. It's true. And then she grows a person inside of her. And I'm just like sitting there like an idiot. It's incredible. It's a beautiful thing. And so we can enjoy it and see the it's even more beautiful now. Look at drag time. Look at the drag queen story hour and honestly assess the emotions you feel at looking at like a 40-year-old guy dressed up like a woman, talking all creepily to little kids. I mean, I don't know about you, but, like, it makes me feel like, what the hell? Like, what is this guy up to? You know
what I
mean?
That's a declaration of war is what that is.
Exactly. You compare that to, like, a father reading about Christ to his kids, and then his wife's just watching. And, like, and then she's like, here, would you like something to drink? And it's just, like, it's just beautiful. And it's like, oh, that's oppressive. It's like, no. Drag queen story hour, that's some oppressive stuff right
now. You know, and that's here's what's the most depressing about it all is that it was on the news for like 6 months, the discussion about it and what should be the law and what's acceptable and what's crossing the line. I mean, that's like something that should come along and like you've already made up your mind. There's no discussion that should have to be had. You know, I don't need to know all the details. The title alone of what it's called is the only detail I need to know. And I've already made my decision before this even came around.
Right. And that's why sexual liberation is a tool for political control. If you can get people to be more concerned with what they're putting in their rear, or like, I identify as a zer, I identify as they, I identify, it's like, shut up. Just shut the hell up. I identify as a alpha male, and this is my wife, and these are my kids, and you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I'm sorry that your father abandoned you, and I'm sorry that your mom was too difficult for anyone to live with, but, like, you got to get through this. You can't destroy the world to fix your pain. Like, I feel your pain, and I want to help you, but, like, attacking me, you're just doing the bidding of the oligarchs. You're just doing what the puppet masters want you to do, and you don't even realize it, and you're sending yourself to hell. And that's what you'll deserve if you keep doing it. Like, you destroy things, you deserve to go to hell. If you love things and you create things, you maybe deserve to go to heaven. And that's what it comes down to with all this stuff. These people, they're nothing but destruction. They're not good at creating, and they're not good at art. They're horrible. They're terrible at it. You know, you look at the Sistine Chapel, look at Michelangelo, look at all the different sculptures he made, and then look at a piece of modern art, and there you have it. It's as plain as the nose on your face. It's obvious. It's ridiculous. There's no comparison. It's ridiculous. And so, I'm assuming, in my limited, you know, human intellect, I'm trying to, you know, reason why God allows these things to happen. And the only thing that makes sense to me is, well, He must think that the contrast of the dark to his light is necessary to highlight how great the light is, you know?
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it.
I appreciate it. I mean,
no, it's like if you drink a soda right before you eat M&Ms, it's like, these M&Ms, why do people like them so much? You don't even taste them.
That's so true. Yeah, you can't even enjoy them. Too much. it's too much. That's what I realized about pornography, is that what it does is it just trains you to just crave things that are unnatural, that are not even reasonable. Like, it's just a deeper and deeper hole, and it's kind of ironic, you know, because considering, I mean, there's nowhere to go, you know what I mean? Like, I remember when I was, like, 13, and all these kids were like, hey, check this out, and, you know, it was like pornography was available for the first time ever to kids who were just going into puberty in the history of Western civilization, and it's like softcore, you know, lesbian stuff, and it's, like, so titillating and arousing to young boys who were seeing this kind of thing. And fast forward, it's been like 20 years. I'm not even that old, and now the stuff that people are doing in pornography is just like, it's ridiculous. It's like defying the limits of the human body. It's so ridiculous and over the top. It's like a Tool song. That Tool song, Stink Fist. I mean, and to be fair to Maynard, there's a little bit of honesty in that song. It's like, you know, shoulder deep within the borderline. Yeah, show me that you love me and that we belong together. It's ridiculous. It's satanic. And what does Satan do? He mocks humanity. He mocks the Holy Family. He mocks humanity. He would not serve God when he realized he'd have to bow to a woman. You know, the Virgin Mary. You know, the ideal woman, the holy, beautiful, glorious woman that any man would, like, shut his mouth and stop cussing in front of. Like, you know what I mean? Like, It's and even Satan, it was too much for him, because he doesn't understand why God would submit himself and humble himself on such a level to be born by a woman and make her the queen of heaven, you know? And it's like, to be a human and realize that and how special it is, you realize that, like, pornography and all this other crap, it's just designed to destroy your life, you know? If I look at pornography and I get distant from my wife, you know what I mean? I get distant from God. I bring negative spiritual evil into my home that can affect my children and give them nightmares and cause all these horrible things. And then when I just don't look at pornography and I don't commit sexual sins, it's like I'm free. I'm like in the backyard doing stuff. I'm building things. I'm fixing things. I'm like building princess castles. And my daughters, as far as they're concerned, they're in like a magical wonderland. And then I look over and my wife looks at me and she's wearing a dress and she smiles and I'm like, oh, I think I understand what's going on now. Like, okay, this is not so bad. You know what I mean? Like I don't need to be like, you know, Maynard from Tool and sell, you know, butt plug kits to my fans. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to do crazy sexual things to find some sort of meaning in my life. That's not what sex is for. Sex is supposed to be this fun, relieving, beautiful thing that brings a husband and wife together, and oh, guess what? It comes with extreme consequences. Like, every time you make love to your wife, if you're doing it naturally, as the church commands, you could create a new person. I mean, that makes for the best kind of sex. You know what I mean? I'm not just masturbating to some ridiculous fantasy that doesn't exist. I'm making love to my wife, and I might create a new person. You know? And Satan hates it. And this world hates it. And that's what everybody doesn't understand. They hate life. They hate natural sex. They hate the Holy Family. They hate a husband and wife just being happy together and having a family. They don't want me to go to church tomorrow. You know, they don't want me to have the Eucharist. Oh, the COVID-19. Well, I thought you said we're overpopulated. Why aren't you encouraging us to all go out and get COVID-19 so we can
save
10% of the population?
Yeah, whatever happened to Ted? Whatever happened to?
Like, I told you, it's what you deserved.
Whatever happened to Bill Gates and his TED talks about figuring out how to control the population? Isn't it like?
Oh my God!
Isn't it like all finally coming to fruition here?
Dude, the guy. So I watched a video of him at a TED talk. He like wheeled out some vintage, you know, Cold War era, like, it's like, you know, Alex Jones sells storable food, and all the conservative guys have been selling storable food for like 15 years, and the Democrats are like conspiracy theorists, and then COVID-19 happens, and they're all like, oh my gosh, I need my freeze-dried food. Like, all the Californians, all the liberals go out and buy guns, and I was like, I thought you didn't need guns, you idiot. God, wait, I shouldn't call him an idiot. God love you. then you're foolishness.
No, I think the true liberal sickness is it's all people making an they're believing what they believe and they act the way they act because they really believe that that's what's going to get them laid. And
yeah, that's definitely a big part of it. I will agree.
Like,
with
how many times have I changed my beliefs because I thought a woman was listening to what I was saying? And sometimes, right. And how many times did that actually frickin' work? Like, all I had to do was right. act like a stupid hippie cat lover, and I got laid.
Right.
And, you know, that's tempting,
there's
dude.
There's no
I'm sorry.
Dignity in that.
No, that's, you know, dignity's not even on your vocabulary when you're 18 years old, you know. And some people, and they get right. stuck in that rut, and they never grow up from it. They're 45, they turn 50, and they're still partying, they're still living the single life.
Well, yeah, but that's what Hollywood told us. Hollywood told us that we all needed to be rock stars. We all needed to get laid. You know what I mean? And the funniest thing is that, you know, I know people who still live the rock star lifestyle, and they're constantly on Tinder.
Dude, it's like, so miserable.
Like, they Tinder is like it's like a religion for them. It's like prayer life. And they've always got 20 or 30 on the docket, and then, like, maybe they'll meet one a week or two a week, and then maybe they'll have some awkward sexual experience with some random person and, like, spread VD and occasionally get an abortion and kill a child that makes some random person they don't care about.
We should start
Meanwhile, us married guys, you know, I mean, at least alpha married guys, I mean, some are more sexual than others, which is totally fine, but I find that people of the same, men of the same type of personality, like, say there's a guy who likes to play Dungeons and Dragons and, like, he likes to have sex, but, like, not all the time. A married guy in that situation, he gets way more sex than the guy who's, like, single trying to go on Tinder. And the same thing is true for the alpha male who's cruising Tinder and getting laid every week. It's, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, normal guys with good relationships with their wives, they have sex, like, 3-5 times a week. And then they live till they're, like, 96, and they're like, wow, married men live a really long time. And it's like, yeah, because he wakes up every day, and there's, like, oh, there's breakfast. And then, like, I like you. Well, I like you, too. Well, here, can take out the trash, and I need this fixed over here. Can you, you know, and then it's just nature. It's part of life. It's how we were built, and it's a beautiful thing. And we've just been tricked to all be sitting at home, you know, masturbating to pornography or diving into some, you know, shallow, ridiculous, like, Netflix binge or just something that's just totally a waste of time. And we're just literally choosing our enslavement. So it's like, you don't have to choose the enslavement. And the way you know that you're not choosing the enslavement is when you're doing good and everything you're doing is producing good fruit. And then all of a sudden these people come along and go, you can't do that. If you do that, we're going to try to throw you in jail. And it's like, oh, wait, let me guess. Next, you're going to crucify me? or is it feed me to lions? Or is it going to be robots? Like, I don't know. Who knows? These people are crazy. But, like, we're not going to let them win. They're not going to win. God wins.
So what's your prediction with this corona thing? How long is this going to drag out, or how's it going to end? What do you think is going to happen?
You know, I mean, I've had different reactions because we've obviously all been thinking about that. But I've almost wondered if, you know, the way these people operate, they like to operate in stages and they like to layer the bullshit. So I almost think they're going to, like, I mean, they're monitoring all of us. They're listening to everything. They're tracking our movement. You know, Bill Gates has got his little fingers ticking together. He can't wait to put a ID chip in us. Well, that way we can read your temperatures and see who's got COVID-19 because he's just really concerned for our benefit, but he won't give us any of his money. Figure that one out. Like, obviously the guy is evil and he thinks that he's playing God and he's full of crap. So I think they're just going to see how far they can push this, and then when people start to freak out, they're going to back off a little bit. That's what my hope is.
I just thought of something.
What did you say?
I just thought of something after I asked that question. Is what's going to kill COVID-19 a bigger news story that happens and is suddenly more important? That's something to think about.
Right, because they never let a crisis go to waste. Because the motto of the Masons is order out of chaos. And what they do is they destroy everything, and then they call it chaos, and then they bring order out of their destruction, which is disordered order, and it's evil, and then they celebrate that. So, I mean, I'm assuming that's what's coming next. I just don't know how fast they're going to roll it out. I don't know if they're going to go, like, for the big one this time, or if it's going to come in stages. You know, that's the interesting thing about God is he says, you know, no man will know the hour. You know, no man will know the hour that the Father comes, and we don't know what's going on. But I think that what's going on, I believe a lot of people are waking up to this, is that it's good and evil. So pick your side, because, I mean, I can make all the predictions in the world, but, you know, it's like, you know, God likes to make things interesting. And he's the one in control of human history, and since he's smarter than all of us, you know, what pleases him and appeases him might be something that we can't even fathom, you know? But I just know that I'm not going to abandon what's good. I'm just not going to do it. Not going to happen. Not going to do it. Not going to happen. But I actually mean that I'm not going to do it. So that's where I'm at. I'm like, I mean, I'm hoping that they just do a slow rollout. They're like, okay, this is how far we can push people. So the next time we do a pandemic, we're going to have to make it a little bit more crazy and a little bit scarier, and then we'll bring in the tanks, you know, and then the forced vaccinations and all that other stuff. I mean, if they go that route, it's going to give people time to plan, and then they're going to, yeah, I don't know, who knows? They may go for the goal, I misspoke. They may go for the goal now, you know, or they may wait. This may just, you know, I don't know if this is a beta test or if this is like, you know, the big rollout of the next big thing.
I think I think my other theory was that this was the last ditch effort to ruin Trump, or it was a diabolical way of assassinating Trump. They were hoping he would get it and die. And they're willing to kill half the population because guess what? Bill Gates gave a TED Talk, so that's what they're trying to do anyways. It would even be easier if we could all agree that that's the right thing to do. So
right. Well, and the terrifying thing is that all the beta males at work that I was talking about earlier, all these cowardly socialists, Bernie Sanders, millennials, and Generation Xers, and baby boomers, the ones who stabbed their coworkers in the back after claiming to be, like, for the worker or the proletariat and all this crap, they are the first people who will jump behind someone like Bill Gates. Like, they'll literally back their own enslaver. They'll literally support their own accuser. They don't even get it. That's the terrifying thing. So, you know, but I have faith that God is in charge of human history, and I don't know. All we can do is try to do what's right and try to be prepared, and, you know, it may be time to separate and disconnect from the sick society soon, you know? And I think a lot of people are already doing that. A lot of people are trying to move away from cities and trying to kind of have their own space, and the government hates that, you know? So I just wonder when the conflict's going to come, because at least historically, the conflict has always come quicker. But now it's being delayed by things like AK-47s and, you know, Microsoft phones and, like, Amazon Fire Sticks and, you know, government programs that track what people talk about and what they think and what they say. All these crazy oligarchs that steal all this money and consolidate all this wealth instead of, like, trying to fix the world and manage it properly. You know, they're just bad managers. They're just selfish, evil managers who are better at consolidating control than they are at actually running things efficiently. Like, they're only efficient at destruction. They're not efficient. They don't rise above and make mankind proud, you know? And so I just wonder how long the facade's going to last before they blow up the world and, you know, God cuts everyone down. Because, I mean, that's all written in the Bible. I mean, it's what they're trying to do is not going to work. You know what I mean? It would be kind of funny if all of this New World Order crap is just mankind being like, oh, let's build another Tower of Babel. And God's like, okay, remember what happened last time? Like, all right, well, I guess this time is going to be different. I've had my fill of this. You know, like, this world has given me enough of what I need and what I wanted it for through my son, through the saints, and through, you know, the people of God. and I don't, you know, I don't need anything else, you know? I'm hoping that's, you know, what's going on, and that's his perspective, but that's how I understand it.
Wow. I'm freaking out here, but this is a good place to end this, and
yeah.
We're going to, hopefully we can try to do this. I want to get back into this once or twice a week, man. This is because it's the perfect time and it's getting deep and it's getting crazy. So that's what.
Yeah,
that's
it would be fun. Even if we did like a weekly update or something, just to kind of cap the news and what's going on, you know, a little bit of narrative control while we're able to, you know, while we still have the First Amendment and we can, I mean, even this conversation where we're having this beautiful thing. It's really cool that we're able to have it, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, if they're listening to us on our cell phones and everything anyways, then we might as well beat them to it and let them know that we are fearless. We want you to hear what we're saying. It's no secret. Yeah. You don't have to spy on us.
Right. Right, well, and that's the thing, is good never hides from evil. Evil hides from good.
Amen. You know,
good does things in the open, in the light, and evil does things and tries to hide.
Yeah.
And so, it's across the board. I think we need to start having people call in, maybe even having a call-in number or something, because that would be really fun, too, just to mix it up, you know?
Yeah, I'm just worried because since we're so low budget, you know, I'm not protected and, like, someone gets the wrong phone number and then gets the wrong address, and then I got creepos burning my house down, you know? So I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to buy a burner phone from
It's almost like you have to register an 800 number or something is how you do it. But, you know, who knows? Who knows, man? It's something to think about. But anyways, until next time.